Asian art is all over New York this week, in galleries, museums, and in art fairs that are filling two huge armories. The war in Iraq has lowered some sales expectations, but it's put a new focus on works from regions where art has been threatened by conflict. David Darcy reports.
Among dozens of booths selling Chinese sculpture and Japanese paintings at the International Asian Art Fair in the Armory on Park Avenue, Sam Fogg of London was selling Islamic art, pottery from Turkey, architectural details from India.
We've showed Indian paintings here for some years. We showed pure Islamic art, Nishapur ceramics, early Kufic calligraphy, this kind of material for the first time last year. And everyone was very interested, but mostly they acted like they hadn't seen it before. This year we've actually been selling, and it's attracting much more attention than the Indian paintings we do.
Other dealers were offering and selling Gandharan sculpture, objects from what's now Afghanistan and western Pakistan, where Buddhist sculpture originated around the time of Christ. Gandharan sculpture combines the classicism of the Greeks who conquered the region under Alexander the Great and the serenity of Buddhism practiced there before Islam. Dealer John Eskenazi says what remains of Gandharan culture has survived many wars.
A lot was destroyed in the 5th century by the White Huns, and a lot of it was also destroyed by the Muslims in the 11th century. So there's not much of it. Of course, Gandhara, because of its Hellenistic influence, is very easy to appreciate.
The dealer sold two Gandharan sculptures at the fair, and war can shape the art market. Eskenazi says that in the 1970s, when Cambodia was in crisis, Buddhist sculptures taken from temples there were an instant hit on the market. Another tragedy may be fueling the current interest in Gandharan sculpture, the dynamiting of the Gandharan Buddhas at Bamyan by the Taliban in Afghanistan in 2001. Last week, Christie's Auction House in New York sold a 2-foot-tall Gandharan Buddha in stucco from 300 AD for $240,000. Almost twice its pre-sale estimate. Hugo Vaya is a specialist in Indian art at Christie's.
The fact that the great Buddha at Bamiyan was destroyed in this day and age, that we could not prevent that, is a tragedy. But it also sort of made us think again about that region and the role it played in the past. And if we're looking at Asian art, Central Asia, with all these cross-cultural influences between West and East, are extremely important because it's the backbone, really, of Asian art.
Yet the impulse to save Gandharan culture by buying fragments of it can't be expected to revive an art market that's stricken now with fear and anxiety, says dealer John Eskenazi.
We live in very fearful and, I feel, mostly undignified times. And buying art is a secondary necessity in a way. Mind you, for the soul, I think it's a primary necessity.
What's also necessary is that the market be fed. Dealers have a new line of supply for Gandharan objects, Japan. In a weak economy, once rich Japanese collectors need cash, so they're selling sculptures that they bought in the 1980s, when objects were smuggled abroad after the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.